53. Gotcha.
Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. This is Paul Lawrence Mann. Welcome to the show. I want to welcome you to today's call because it's going to be just another exciting show. And as you can tell by this music, we're going to really get our party on this evening. And before we get started, I also want to provide the guest call-in number, which is area code 646-595-4797. My honored guest this evening is Mr. Kenneth Darrell Brown, and he's going to share his business wisdom and entrepreneur savvy strategies with you. And he is the CEO of EC3 Corporation, and he does a lot of fantastic things. The one thing that I want to talk about before we get started is that Kenneth has the expertise that's going to help you achieve better sales and profits, and you're going to learn how to do it now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but now. Without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest, Kenneth Darrell Brown. Kenneth, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, and thank you so very much for the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners about sales and profitability and being in business and entrepreneurship. That's what it's all about. It's kind of nice just not being in the big chair because I'm just interviewing people. So now you get to ask me questions. It's a different experience.
Oh, it gets to be real exciting, doesn't it? Well, I tell you, Kenneth, it's really been a wonderful day for me, and I feel like you. And because earlier today I was interviewed by Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yeah, man.
And that was awesome.
Hey, can she interview me too? Can I? Do I have to adopt, or you have to adopt me for me? Because I would love it. Just to be in her presence. She's a fantastic woman. That's one of my heroes, by the way.
Oh, mine too.
She's powerful.
I tell you, Kenneth, the thing about it is, just like you, I was out of that big chair. I'm typically asking the questions, but I yielded today. I definitely yielded. So, Kenneth, as we go further into this interview, which I'm really excited about myself, could you please, I want to first of all welcome you if you share some insight on your outstanding background. You've done it all, and we want to hear about it.
Outstanding background. That's depends on who's listening to this, but I'm kind of modest. I just do what I do, and I love what I do, but it depends on how much time we got. We got an hour?
Yes, we have an hour. Absolutely.
I go on and on, but when people ask me, how'd you get started, I always say, well, I got started back in the 10th grade in ROTC, and I'll try to make a long story short, but I went to junior ROTC in high school, and the first year of 9th grade, no problem, I excelled in it. The second year, I took my ROTC class, and I think it was maybe 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, and so I said, okay, I'm ready to do this class, and as the class was started, there was no class leader. They didn't have a class leader. I said, hey, I'll be the class leader. And so in the 10th grade, I was leading the class, not just one class, but two classes. You know, the first, I guess, the fall class for ROTC,
right.
And then the spring semester.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So that was my first opportunity to lead anything, and I was drilling people, showing them how to fire a rifle, and it was amazing. They didn't know I was in the 10th grade.
Wow.
But that was my introduction, so yeah, I had to put that in, but that was my first, how I got started in terms of leadership. And then I joined the Navy, and I could make a long story short there. I wanted to become an officer, and my father sat down with me, and because I wanted to be a veterinarian. Then after talking with a friend of mine, he said, you should be an electrician because they make money. So I told my father, said, hey, I'm going to be an electrician because they make money. And that's when he sat down. So he's like, you don't know what you want to do. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do in the service? And I looked at him like it was crazy because this is like the Vietnam War era was still the Vietnam War and was winding down. And he said, no, check it out. This is, it gives you an opportunity to travel, to make money, learn a skill. You got the GI Bill. And I said, yeah. I mean, then he said one thing that got my attention. He said, get out the house. I said, yeah. And so at 17, I joined the Navy, and I went through boot camp. And so funny, I turned down an A school. Typically, you don't do that because an A school, that's your ticket to learn a trade. But I had good test scores, but I wasn't sure if I was going to enjoy the Navy. because my father, my uncle was in the Navy, and he liked it. He was a radio man, but I wasn't sure. I said, okay, well, if I can get in for 2 years and be active for another 4 years, like active reserve, I'll do that. And he said, well, you know, if you only want to stay in for 2 years, we can give you cook or radio man. You know, like, I like to eat.
Uh-huh.
Radio man was okay because that was my uncle, but I wasn't sure. And he said, tell you what, this is back in the 70s. He said, why don't you go on board the ship and you can find yourself? And I said, that was the key. I said, key word. And I locked in on it. He said, yeah, find myself. And that's what I find myself doing on the ship.
Uh-huh.
Mess cooking. You know, sweeping, swabbing, all that stuff. And so I turned down an A school because I wasn't sure if I was going to like the Navy. But it worked out for me because the second day, actually that evening, I walked by the career counselor's office and there's an advertisement for Booz, Broad Opportunity for Officer Selection Training. It's for enlisted people who want to become officers. And so the next day I talked to a career counselor and said, hey, I'm interested in applying for this. And he said, well, this is what you need. You need this, that, and the other. And I had all that stuff. I said, yeah, I'm ready. And so guess how long I was on board that ship? This was Thanksgiving of 74. Yeah, 74. Guess how long it took me to get off.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you, it's really interesting what you said. But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You mentioned ROTC in school. Which program? You were Air Force?
Navy ROTC,
Navy,
my brother.
Navy.
Okay, Navy.
Check out for my Air Force brethren.
Now, my father was in Air Force.
Now, when you mentioned cooks, no, my uncle said the same thing. The only thing that they would allow African-American enlisted men, seamen, to do was cook. And he cooked for 23 years on Navy ships.
I ate, but I didn't cook. I'm not cooking for anybody.
Got it.
That's what happened. I went through this program. I got accepted. I was off the ship. Let me see. That was November of 74. I was off the ship by March 15th, and we started this program. I had 120 people in my class at Boost, and out of 120 people, 20 people graduated, and I think 10 to 12 actually got scholarships, and I was one of them. And I went to the University of Michigan.
Oh,
there I got put the bars on and went back into the Navy as an officer.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That is really great, and I think that's a really great foundation as well because one can find oneself on a ship in the military because there's more than enough work to do. So if we looked at, and I understand you said that your father, he served in the Air Force, but did your father also inspire you to become an entrepreneur, or who could you point to, or what can you point to that led to actually becoming an entrepreneur?
Well, I found out later, much after I started my own business, is that my grandfather and my father wanted to have their own business. My grandmother told me that, and that was interesting. But what really got me on the road to entrepreneurship is that I grew up in the Jeffries Projects, and my father, my mother, it was just me and my mother. My mother and father divorced when I was really small, and so it was just me and my mom. She bought a house in the inner city of Detroit, and soon after, she had an accident. She fell down the steps, and so she couldn't work, and we ran out of food. You know, he ran out of money, and we had crackers and water, and then the crackers ran out, and I didn't eat for 2 days, and my mother was acting like nothing's wrong. I'm like, hey, Mom, we no food, and so I drank a lot of water, but we didn't have anything, and so I'm outside on a Sunday and kind of stretch trying to figure out, okay, what I'm going to do today, and some of my friends down the street, there was a family of three boys that stayed with their mother, their grandmother. And they said, why don't you come over and want to eat breakfast, you know, pancakes and sausage. I said, yeah. And so they fed me, and that was great. And then two of the boys had paper routes. And Tony said, hey, if you help me on my paper route, I'll pay you. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is on. You fed me, and now you're going to pay me to work? Yeah, it's on. So I helped him on the route, and he says, why don't you get yourself a paper route? I say, you know, they robbed paper boys in Detroit. My mother and I already asked her about it, if I could get a paper route. She said no, because she was concerned for my safety. And he said, man, you better go make that money. So after, I think, a week, I helped him out, and he paid me money. And it was so funny. And when I came home helping him, And I said, Ma, what do you want from the store? And he says, where'd you get the money? I said, I helped Tony on his paper route. That was my alibi. And so for the first time, instead of being waiting for somebody to help me, fix me, or you know, bring money home, bring me groceries, I was bringing home groceries, you know, support my mother. And that's when I grew up. That's one of the reasons that, and I reflect on that. So when you ask me what inspired me to be an entrepreneur, I had no choice. We had to make money. And my mother, matter of fact, kind of put it together after a couple of weeks. She says, you got a paper out, didn't you? And I said, yeah. She said, I told you not to get a paper out. I said, Mom, we need money.
Yeah.
And so I took two paper routes and that nobody wanted and built it up to be, if not the first, the biggest route, the second biggest route. And if it wasn't for an entrepreneur in our neighborhood that gave us an opportunity to distribute or sell papers, I wouldn't have that opportunity to provide for my family. So when you ask that from the gut level, that's the reason why I like entrepreneurship, because we need to have more business owners in our communities, because I think when you have more business owners, entrepreneurs, it's a foundation for success in communities. I mean, that's where you get the strong, the leadership in our churches. That's where you can get those dollars coming into communities and nonprofits. If you don't have strong businesses, then, you know, where do we turn for internships and apprenticeships? Where do we learn these entrepreneurial skills for our kids? So
you're right, Kenneth, and I tell you, you have a tremendous story there. That's a tremendous journey as well, because I can recall and listening to television as well as radio interviews that a lot of people stated they had paper routes. And that, that particular paper route, it was more than just paper. It was people. It was a people route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pick up your people skills and learn to communicate.
Right.
I had to get my sales thing. I mean, I would go to every – I had a route that had all apartments, and they were like three, four, six stories. So I had to walk up all these papers. But I wouldn't pass a door – that I would not ask for the business. I'm going to ask, hey, my name is Kenny Brown, and I would love for you to subscribe to Detroit News. I walked up and built that router. Why? Because we needed money. And that was my first, I guess, my first experience being an entrepreneur.
Oh, that is absolutely tremendous. And I know that that's made a tremendous difference with you in your life and in the lives of the people that you served as well. Now,
and my family.
Sure.
I mean, you got to be a role model. I mean, everybody can't be an athlete,
entertainer,
or
right.
an attorney, or a doctor. I mean, we need more business pen. And I did it also to be a role model for my family, my young family. My daughters, they're older now, but I wanted them to be an inspiration. I wanted them to know they didn't have to work for somebody else, that they could have their own business and have
Absolutely.
Their own skill. And
well,
I'm realizing what, you know, my father and mother and grandfather wanted. I know they want to have their own business. Well, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we happen to have Coach K. He's on the web chat, and he said he had a paper route as well. You know, Coach K is out of New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach K.
Yeah, Coach K is out there. He's a good friend of mine at Blog Talk Radio, and he's speaker site as well. So it's all in the family this evening.
All right. Let's keep it locked in. Yeah. All right.
Locked
so
in.
This conversation is just between you, me, and Coach K.
I like that. There are some other people out there, however, a lot of people are taking notes, so we're going to give them something to write now. So,
okay.
Kenneth, how do you incorporate technology? Because I did some research, and how do you incorporate technology to leverage increased sales and profitability? Now, I have my notepad out now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, first of all, in business, if you ain't selling something,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have a business. So you can be the best attorney, the best doctor, the best retail store. But if you can't sell, you can't sell your idea, you can't sell your product, can't sell your service, you, in fact, are not in business. So it's critical for you to learn how to sell. Second, that you've got to be profitable in your business, which is I'm going to answer your question in a minute. And there's a way of being profitable in your business. And everybody, if you are not profitable in your business, then you're not going to be in business for very long. The next part of that is the technology. How are you going to be profitable? How can you be more efficient, more productive in your business? Well, to answer your question, how do you put this technology? You have no choice. If you want to maximize the time, if you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you only have 24 hours in a day. And some people maybe less than that, because you got to sleep every now and then, right?
That's right.
So you have to figure out, how can I maximize the time? I've been in sales for over 20 years. I've been, when you get in your car, it takes you 30 minutes, 45 minutes to get to a person for them to say, yeah, maybe, or I'll think about it. Uh-uh. So I said, you know what? I was introduced to this technology, it's GoToMeeting, WebEx, and which allows you to see, allow a person to see what's on your computer. And I said, if I don't change, I can be in the cars on the road more than I'm in front of people. And so when I saw this technology, I said, you know, I bet the big boys are doing this. I'm going to do it too. So from then on, instead of seeing somebody physically, driving to their place, or I'm going to connect with them online. And so that way I can see more people. I can see 6, 8, 10 appointments in one day. I can exercise. I can work out. I can take a nap. Don't tell anybody. I take a nap if I can.
That's good for you.
Get that siesta going. But you've got it. You have no choice when you're an entrepreneur. Time is of essence, and you need to, you, in terms of your money hours, you need to be in front of clients and prospects, you know, asking for the deal, a closing deal, or providing service for your clients or customers. So you have no choice. You've got to do it. So I do first calls online. People network. Hey, don't you have to meet physically to meet people and network? No. I said, you got all this technology, you can do a networking online. So I've got a networking session I do on Tuesday from 8 to 9, where I'll have 5, 10 people on the call. And we make connections. I ask them questions and say, you know, what makes your business unique? How can we help you? We share information and knowledge. And we're making connections. Last year we did, 600 connections? Which is actually 1,200 businesses.
Kenneth, I want to kind of interject right now.
Slow down.
No. That's fine what you're doing. But what I'm saying is I would love to get that phone number and our access code so people can go to it. I think you have it every Tuesday morning, correct?
Right.
Okay, Tuesday
best
morning.
Best way to do it is if they go to my website.
Okay, great. I'll put that on.
Let me see. It's www.my-business-community.com. That's www.my-business-community.com, and then there is a event section. You go to the event section, look to the right, and click on that announcement, and there's a sign-up page for that, and there's a phone number there that you can reach me if you have questions.
Okay, and again, let's repeat that real slow so the people out there can get it. You said
www.my-business-community.com. They can just call me. Go to my website.
So. I got it.
And I'll
take
you to
make
the promised land.
Yes, I love it. So we have it on there.
Yeah, good. Excellent.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, why not use the technology? You can have first calls. I mean, if somebody's going to give you a check, yeah, I'll go see them.
Sure.
But realistically, when you're in a first meeting, you got to collect information. You got to establish some rapport. And then maybe the second, third meeting. That you'll connect with them. I mean, same thing with doing podcasts. We're doing a podcast. We're using technology there.
That's correct.
You can do that too. I mean, talk about what makes you the best business person out there. What makes you the best coach, the best doctor, the best lawyer? Utilize that. And a lot of times we like to go and beg somebody for them to interview. You've got to embrace technology. You become the media company. Matter of fact, the weatherman on the Today Show, he's not just the weatherman. He has a media company. And so everybody that's an entrepreneur, business owner, needs to embrace the technology and the new media. You know, start doing podcasts, start doing blogs. Maybe you have a website. Maybe create your own social online network.
So, Kenneth, you're actually, when you're doing this networking, you're using which service? You're using WebEx, or which one are you using?
I'm actually using, do I get paid for this, by the way?
Of course.
maybe GoToMeeting will pay me, but I use GoToMeeting. I've used WebEx in the past, and I'm looking at a couple other services. But right now, it's GoToMeeting. And maybe I should tell GoToMeeting where to send the check to?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. All right.
I like that. I primarily wanted to pass that on because people, they'll know what to expect once they go on there with you next Tuesday morning. That's typically, what, 8 till 9 a.m.?
8 to 9.
I'm going to be on it next week.
Really? You promise?
Yeah, promise. Because last couple of weeks I've really been just I've been up in Annapolis doing a lot of talking with congressmen and senators trying to get some bills through there to help education in the state of Maryland. So,
you have to bring your A game, because on these calls you only have 60 seconds to answer the question.
No problem.
we have fun. It's kind of like mini coaching and networking, but yeah, and I'm moderating, so I don't get to talk much. And people say, you don't talk much. Well, you know, I'm trying to facilitate this. I can't dominate the conversation and moderate and facilitate too. So,
I'm putting everything into the web chat, because we have more people on the web chat now as well. And we'll probably get some calls coming in as well. But I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that you've connected over 600 people, you mentioned
Absolutely.
Earlier.
Oh, yeah. It was 500 the year before and then 600.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you don't have to physically see people. You have to get in your car and do that. I mean, right, you've got Facebook, you've got
LinkedIn,
you've got the social online networks that you're
Twitter.
A member of, I'm a member of. I actually created my own social online network.
Uh-huh.
You've got a group, I think, within the social network, what is Startup Is and the Speakers site. So you need to get smarter. Don't have to put that long green out to – you don't have to necessarily spend money to make money. You just have to be smarter at what you're doing and utilize and embrace the technology that's out there.
Mm-hmm. I know Coach K, he's on the web chat. He said he uses WebEx, and he also bookmarked your page.
Ooh.
That's really great. So, Kenneth, I have another question for you here in terms of some of your expertise, of which I did some research, and I understand that you're a business coach. Could you please explain to our listeners what this entails and how it can help them?
All right. Number one, I talked about sales. You can be the best expert in the world, but you've got to understand how sales and profitability and how to use technology. So I've got about 400-plus ideas on sales, profitability, and technology. There's even a formula for success, and most people don't know that there's an actual formula for that. But what it is, and maybe I should ask.
So you said, I hate to interrupt, you said you have 400?
400 ideas and counting. Every
ideas.
Time I come up with an idea, I save it, and I say, yeah, I like that. I'm gonna put that in. That's what my clients get. But, yeah, 400 ideas. Let me there's a formula for success, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
First of all, you need to have leads. You got to have leads. And then you got to convert those leads, and then you become clients or customers. Okay, so there's actually three formulas. So leads times conversion equals number of clients. That's number one. The number of clients times the sales per client times the average sale per client equals your revenue. So that's the second. So your clients times the sales per client times the number of clients. I'm sorry, sales per client times the average sale per client equals your revenue.
Uh-huh.
Now, your revenue times your profit margin equals your profit. So, again, that third formula is your revenue times your profit margin equals your profit. Most people know how to come up with the profit margin. What you do is you add up all your expenses and all your revenue, and then you divide it by your revenue. And then you come up with a percentage.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
But when I talk about 400 ideas, there's X number of ideas for increasing leads. Your conversion rate, I'm calling it, so you convert suspects and prospects into clients. And there's ideas on how to generate more sales from your clients, how to generate more, increase your average sale, and then how to control your cash flow. But there is a calculator that I put on my website at Better Sales and Profits Now. I'm sorry, at my-business-community.com that you can go to, and it's under resources. And there is a calculator. And you don't have to pay anything. It's free of charge. You get in there, and you can put your leads in, put your conversion rate in, you put your sales per client in, and your average sale and your profit margin. You got to know what your profit margin is. And you can calculate online what your sales are and your profitability is.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
That's technology. We're using technology. So if somebody wants a free consultation on that, so Ken, I want to estimate what my profitability will be this year. Just have them give me a call.
Okay, let's get that phone number.
My phone number is 404-957-9193. That's 404-957-9193.
Got it. Okay. Yes, that's nice. I have that phone number, 404-957-9193. And that
we talked about the formula for success, because there is a formula. It's a certain way that you got to do stuff. Not to blow you away, but I've got over 100 quizzes and surveys that I use as tools for my clients. And one of my favorite ones, and get this, are you sitting down?
Sitting down.
The first quiz I ever did was, is my business a hobby, job, or a profitable enterprise? That was my first quiz I created.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people out there, yeah, I'm trying to figure that out. But that was my first quiz I did. But I have lots of quizzes that I do. It's just tools, you know, to help people understand business and what they're doing.
Oh, that sounds great. Right now I'm going to break just for a second. I want to see if anyone wants to call in. Again, everyone, this is the Wealthy Speaker Show. I'm your host, Paul Lawrence Van, and my guest this evening is Mr. Kenneth Darrell Brown, who is a business wizard, business expert, business coach, online networking guru, I call him. This is your opportunity to call in and ask a question at area code 646-595-4797. And Kenneth, I'm totally enjoying this. It's free.
It's free.
Yes, you can't beat it. That helps the equation too.
And so I will offer a consultation, maybe a 15, 30-minute consultation. Anybody that's listening on the call, I will offer
great.
To listeners.
Yeah, I think that's a winning formula right there. And I've been on your website and looked around. I've looked at your blog and your social community out there as well, and that's growing. And it's international as well. I see a lot of people from different countries on there.
Australia, Africa.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody from Asia. I get a lot of downloads. I get about 2,000, 5,000 downloads on my podcast. But, yeah, I've got the podcast page. I've got three podcast pages, one from Blog Talk, a Podomatic, and then I have one on Duct Tape. But I'm on iTunes in terms of the podcast, but in about 50 plus other websites. But now I've got a wiki, I've got the social online network. I just want to embrace this technology and understand it, because as entrepreneurs, a lot of times we're focused on our business, but you've got to become an expert not only in your business part, your industry, but also the sales and the technology, because that can help you out.
There's no doubt about that. And, Ken, you know, one of the things I looked at, if you could please provide some insight on your customized sales and training program so people can understand what that's all about as well.
Okay. Well, one of my favorite quizzes that I've got is your business a hobby, job, or profitable enterprise? That's actually a class. It's a course that I take people through. I think it's 25 questions with a bonus, because a lot of times they don't do so well in the quiz. And it's multiple choice. And true and false. And it really helps that foundation where I'm sharing with people what the basics are. So that's one. Another one is understanding business formulas and key performance indicators, how they impact your business. That's critical, because you got to know what your numbers are. And most people, when I ask them, so how many leads do you have in your database? Huh? Well, I got maybe, well, that's a problem. You know, what's your conversion rate? What's your success rate when you're talking to people? Is it 10%? Is it 20%? Oh, I don't know. You got to know your numbers. What is your profit margin? What's the profit margin? Well, okay, we're in trouble here right now if you don't know what your profit margin is. So you really need to know your numbers. So that's critical. But, you know, that and another I really like is consultative selling. And I learned this earlier in my sales career, is that this guy made a point. He says the sale is made on the first appointment. Well, I created a course called consultative selling, the sales made on the first appointment, how to connect with people, how to get the information you want, what questions to ask. So those are a couple of I got about 50 to 60 courses available for my clients. There's a few of them. Don't get me started.
Someone asked the question, and it is, Kenneth, is this your passion? Because I think they can feel it. I think that's a great question. That's what I told them.
It is my passion.
And
I mean, I was trying to figure out. Sometimes when people say, you know, Ken, you're a little bit too passionate. That's why I created my blog, make it the Passion Entrepreneur. Because sometimes I can't. Can you, like, tone it down a little bit? I can't help it. When you're in business for yourself, first of all, you got to figure out what your passion is and make sure that your business supports your passion. Because if you don't like what you're doing, you're in trouble. You're not going to make any money. So you've got to figure out what your passion is, what your talents are, and move forward, figure out the formula for success. I've already shared that with you. But you've got to go ahead and make a decision. You've got to be passionate about what you do. If you don't, you need to work for somebody else.
There's no doubt. And I want to do one other thing, Kenneth, right now, because we're about halfway into the interview. I would like for you to provide your website. No. Your website. I think you have one, www.bettersalesandprofit.
Yeah. My coaching website, my sales and profitability coaching website, is bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's one of my websites. I kind of went crazy because I built my own website, and I've got a strategic partner to show me how to do that. So I understand the back end of stuff. But and the other website, as you know, is my-business-community.com. That's my-business-community.com. Just dashes in between the words. And I'm going to create my own personal website probably sometime this year.
Oh, that's great. And I tell you, I've looked over your sites and all the linking, and I see you on a Twitter. I see you out there on a lot of the sites, and I think that's really great because it means that you're really building relationships, because that's what that social marketing is really all about.
It's about relationships, and you're probably a better person than I am. I mean, you're really connecting with people, so I salute you on that. But, yeah, it's about relationships. You just don't have to physically meet somebody face-to-face to have a relationship. You know, just send an email and say, hey, how can I help you? Don't look at what's in it for you and put trying to make a sale or trying to sell somebody or close a deal. Just ask the other person. You'd be amazed at how many everybody else is trying to sell to somebody. If you, for one minute, say, how can I help you? What's a good lead for you? I think that's powerful. You know, put yourself second. The most important person is the person you're speaking with.
Truer words have never been spoken, and that's really how it all goes down. And, you know, one of the things I do know about you, Kenneth, is that you're a major advocate for entrepreneurship. We can almost go as far as to say it started with the paper route.
Right.
And then we just said the paper route equals the people route. So what is the first thing you'd recommend to someone interested in making the leap to entrepreneurship, just someone right off the street? What is the first thing that you would do and encourage them to do as far as being an entrepreneur?
Actually, I got a survey on that. But now the first question is really understand what your passion is. What do you like to do? What really fills you with passion, but with feeling good about yourself? I mean, when I look back, a little short story, I had a friend of mine who was a business coach, and I would send him leads. And I would be so excited to send him leads because I said, yeah, he's really helping with business owners and whatnot and doing this, that, and the other. And then I had to really look at that. I'm like, I said, well, you know, eventually I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. But I had to really look and said, I really like helping people. I really like helping people and teaching them and coaching them. That's what I really like to do. I look back as an officer in the Navy. I liked doing that. Look back when I was a 10th grader with the junior ROTC class. And I said, you know, I like doing that. And I looked back and I said, if it wasn't for business owners in my community, I wouldn't have been able to support my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what? That's what I want to do. So to answer your question, you've got to understand what your passion is and go after it, no matter what. I mean, if you're not excited and enthused about your business, about what you're doing, you're not going to attract anybody to you. And that's the key. I mean, if you say, yeah, this is what I do, I have a store, nobody wants to work with you. Nobody's going to buy anything from you. You've got to have that enthusiasm. People got to look in your eyes and say, I got that. And people want to work with someone that's passionate about what they do.
That's
the first thing. And then knowing your talents and abilities. You got to understand what you're good at and what you're not good at and focus your talents on what you're good at.
Yeah, I like that formula.
Yeah.
Now, someone on the web chat asking this, Dee, and it's a really great question. Do you help youth who are interested in owning businesses?
Absolutely. I mean, that was another thing that I did. I used to teach financial planning courses when I was a certified financial planner, but I also, after that, start teaching junior achievement. And I love that. There's a junior achievement program at the elementary school level, at the junior high level or middle school, and also at high school. So I did that a lot. So that's one of the passions I have. I love talking with kids about that because we need more entrepreneurs.
Oh, we do.
We do. More business owners because things are changing. You know, you see what's happening right now. But if it's a shame sometimes, not to denigrate anybody that has a job, but when you have to stand in line with 400 people waiting for somebody to hire you, you've got to figure out what you do well and go out there and make it happen for yourself. Not everybody can do it. I understand that. But the people that can, it builds character. It really makes you feel good. And, there's no guaranteed paycheck for me. I go out there and I make it happen because I'm really tuned to what my passion is and what I offer my clients.
I love it. And I tell you, we have another great question from Coach K, and his question is, how long have you been in sales, Ken? Keep in mind, I'm a baby with only 17 years of sales experience.
Okay, well, I my first sales position, I guess, is when I was a paper boy, back in the 60s, dating myself. But yeah, I've been in professional sales, 1988. It was so funny. I was hired to be a financial planner. And the guy asked me, one of the managers said, so what business are you in? I said, well, I help people create their financial opportunity, help them save for retirement, their kids' education, build an investment portfolio. And he said, wrong. You're in sales. And the sooner you realize it, the better off you'll be. Mm-hmm. So that was a short lesson for me. But, yeah, I've been in sales for a long time.
All right. A follow-up question is also, what is your method of motivating your reps when you're in that sales?
Well, one is you got to hire the right kinds of people, but you have to hire passionate people, people that can sell. And when I say sell, I think first and foremost, and I said this before, is that the most important person is the other person that you're speaking with. In consultative selling, what you want to do is establish that connection. Can your sales reps do that? Can they make that connection with people? Do they put the person ahead of themselves? Do they understand what the person's challenges, opportunities are? Are they really listening, not talking? Because that's what you want. The old point that I make when I'm talking with people for the first time is that my goal is that you talk more than I do. I want to listen more because I want to listen to your goals, your challenges, your opportunities. And if they can ask the right kinds of questions, the two types of questions, one is open pro questions, the other is a closed probe. An open probe is that can be answered with what starts with a who, what, why, where, and how. Closed probe can be answered with a yes or a no. So if you ask a lot of closed probe questions like, have you ever heard our website or heard about me? If they say no, your conversation is going to go downhill. But I think one of the true things that people have to be internally motivated, you got to ask yourself, why are you in business? Why are you in the sales business? Why are you doing this? And the reason why I'm in business is because I want to be a role model for my daughters. I wanted freedom for myself. You know, my mother and father worked hard and my father passed away when he was 52, mm-hmm. He didn't get to retire. My mother has Alzheimer's now, so she's not doing as well as we'd like. And did they create any wealth? Did they have freedom, control of what they're doing? No, they always work for the man, and I refuse to do that. I'm not going to do that. So another question to ask yourself is, why are you in business? Why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm. And why now?
Get me started.
Hey, we have someone out here.
Some people may not have a choice.
That's true. Ken, we have a question out here. Do you need any more strategic partners?
Absolutely. I'm always looking for great strategic partners. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to send them your way then because
depends on what it is. But, yeah, I'm open to anything.
All right. Open to the possibilities. How about that?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what E3C stands for.
Sure.
I wanted to brand E3C, and E3C stands for entrepreneurship, empowerment, and evolution. And the C stands for connect, collaborate, create, because that's what I love to do.
So it's entrepreneurship.
Yeah, because I have a passion for entrepreneurship. There's that test question there.
Sure.
I'm passionate about entrepreneurship, right? And what I do is I empower my clients with the principles of sales and profitability, with the formula for how to improve your business. And then it gets into the evolution thing, which is we have to evolve as business owners. You know, what we're doing is evolving. I think that what we're doing the networking online, the podcasting that we're doing, the blogging, the networking, all that stuff is we have to evolve. We have to embrace this new media and create your own media companies for yourself. So that's evolution. And the C means connect, collaborate, and create in terms of opportunity. We got to connect with people. First of all, you got to connect with yourself. Then you have to collaborate and figure out, connect with yourself and then connect with others and then collaborate with them to figure out how can I help you? Now how can you help, help me? How can I help you? And then start creating opportunities for both of us, for all of us. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. I've got all that in, too.
There's a quiz at the end of this.
I know. I'm trying to pass it, too, because I have my crib notes here. You can't beat with my notes, I tell you. Okay, Ken, let's talk about your business community. What is it and how does it add value to your clients? I think everyone wants to know, especially me.
My business community. I like to run stuff, and I think it's important. I mean, it's nice to have the other major websites, but I think everybody should create their own networks, their own community, so you can add value. And a point I want to make before I talk about my network is that you've got to be unique. If I said, "Hi, Paul, I'm a business coach and I want to help you. Let's get together." Well, good luck if you're going to return my call, because you may not return it. But if I say, "Hey, Paul, I've got a radio show. I've created a social online network. Have you heard about Twitter? Do you have a blog? Let me show you what my blog looks like. I just put on something about this guy, Jeff Jarvis, who wrote a book called What Will Google Do?" That will make you stop and think, "Oh, this guy knows something. Maybe that I don't know. I need to connect with him. I need to learn from him." So you got to be unique when you're running your business, because everybody gets bombarded with messages. Up to, I think about 3,000 messages a day. That's why they got TiVo. That's why they got, the spam stuff happening. You can't spam. Good luck if you try to call somebody. You can't reach them. You've got to be unique. But to answer the question, the social online network I created because I wanted to be a service to my clients and my strategic partners. And everybody, when I went to my networking sessions that I would do, I think we had PowerCore, there's probably BNI, I was always connecting everybody else. And I said, there's a business here. And so that's why I created the Tuesday networking call. And I wanted to create on my website a profile that people can use and send out to people. So I have on my profile about 30 plus questions. They're not all required. I think there's maybe two questions that are required. But if you answer those questions, that helps to communicate your value proposition. So when I asked you, Paul, I said, "Okay, what makes your business unique? What's a good connection for you? What's a good lead for you? Tell me something I don't know. What are some of the trends in your business?" If you stutter,
if
you don't know your stuff, you're in trouble. So I wanted to create a really, really, really nice profile that people can email to people. A business card doesn't talk back.
No, it doesn't.
But that profile, you have a profile that has some of that stuff on it, has a link to your website. Maybe you have a multimedia presentation. Maybe you've got a video on you, on what you're doing, what you provide. Maybe there's an audio podcast in there. Maybe there's some pictures. You just got to embrace this new technology and see how it works for you. But I wanted to have a platform where the people that I work with can share information and knowledge and connect with others. And that's a way for me to help. Instead of somebody saying, "Hey, if you know anybody that's interested in these health pills or my product or service, can you send them my way?" No, I tell you what, why don't you do this? Why don't you put a profile on my page, answer some of those questions, and then that platform will allow you to connect with other people, helps you to kind of follow up on communicate what your value proposition is, and you'll be better for it.
That's right.
So there's a lot of good stuff. I mean, on my network.
Let's go to someone has here as far as you being a passionate entrepreneur. So we've talked about you actually are living the passionate entrepreneur part. So how did you acquire this moniker? How did you acquire it? Because there's a starting point for everything.
Yeah, because a client asked me, he says, you too passionate, client, you tone it down. I said, like, if you're not passionate about what you do, you might as well get out the business. So that's how it started. I just was trying to figure out what would be something I could say about myself. I said, well, you know, I want, and who would I want to work with? I want to work with passionate people.
Sure.
Now, you're I don't
get,
want to work with somebody
you
that,
the result.
You know,
you'll get the
yeah.
result. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because in the end, that's what you're after are the results. So, Ken, let's look a little bit at it. We have about 14 minutes to go here, but let's talk about and provide our listeners with a behind-the-scenes look at your online business coaching and networking sessions. What would the let's say if we showed up next Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m.
Mm-hmm.
for this one-hour session, we have, what, 60 seconds to
answer questions? Well, first of all, it's invitation only.
Right.
I just don't let anybody come in because I want to make sure we have a really good group. And you're not going to embarrass me, so because I just want to have people that can bring something to the table. So when you submit your send an email to me or you make a call to me, I want to ask you, okay, well, so what business are you in? What's your target market? And why should somebody buy products from you? What's your return on investment?
Right.
So I'm going to grill you because when you go on the call,
sure,
you're going to be on the call connecting with people, and then at the end, I'll ask, I said, so who did you connect with? I want to know. And if somebody wants to talk with you, if you've been able to communicate your value proposition, somebody's going to really want to connect with you later. And I didn't mention this, but I record the call, and my best networking sessions, I put them online on my podcast pages.
I like that.
And put the websites on there, so it'll help you on the, in terms of what I say, creating your digital image, your web presence, you know, which is so critical. I haven't even talked about the technology stuff, but maybe when we have a little bit more time left, I'll go into that, unless I can answer that now.
Let's hold that till
okay.
the end, because
right.
I do have something I was going to ask there. Now,
okay.
and I think that's really great, and I'm hoping to get in, and some of the others are interested in getting into that invitation only as well. So what you want them to do is send you
can't
an
sneak
email.
In.
Right?
You can't sneak in.
Right.
My email, well, if you go to the website, that better
right.
fit, www.my-business-community.com, but my email is, I'm afraid to do this, Ken@bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. Ken@bettersalesandprofitsnow.com.
Okay. I think I have that right. And if I have a typo there, then I'll just clean it up. Yeah, I did. I have a typo at sales. So just move the A in front of the L. Everybody will be fine.
Better sales and profits. So
profit.
Sales at the end of sale with an S and profits with an S.
That's correct. Uh-huh. That's what I have. Uh-huh. Coach K is laughing
now.
At me, but I'm a multi-task. Okay, I can't
better
wait.
Man than
Coach,
I am.
Hey, I can't wait to get Coach K on his call. I'm going to be sending web chats all over the place. Thanks, Coach K. Now, here's something I really want to talk to you about, Kenneth, because I know everybody's been impacted by the fact that President Barack Obama is now our 44th president. How has this inspired you and your business?
That's a very good question, but I don't get my inspiration from politicians, be they
okay.
presidents or governors.
Mm-hmm.
My inspiration are my parents, my grandparents.
Okay.
They were my inspiration.
Right.
My grandfather was an international rep for the UAW. My father worked for Ford Motor Company and some other companies. And my mother, she raised me for like 14 years. So that's where I get my inspiration. That's
sure.
first and foremost. And my grandma. I can't leave my grandmother out. My grandma
right.
and my grandfather.
Hey, grandma. Never.
So that's my inspiration. If it wasn't for my father, I learned how to be independent. If it wasn't for my mother, well, actually, my mother taught me to be independent because I learned how to make oatmeal at 5 years old. I was making to this day, I make the best oatmeal. But, you know, I can't wait on anybody. And then my father helped me, taught me about being goal-oriented. And so my grandfather, he was really he had a brand new car every couple of years, and he would take me to the nice restaurants and stuff, and he was a success story in his own right. So I want to be like them. But to answer the question about business owners inspire me. Steve Jobs, Apple,
mm-hmm.
Bill Gates, Microsoft, Warren Buffett, you know,
yeah, like
John
that.
H. Johnson, you know, Ebony Magazine, Reggie Lewis. You may not know he
yeah.
passed away.
Yeah, he's my
fraternity
brother. Yeah, he's my friend out of Baltimore, yeah.
Okay. Those are people that I aspire to be. I mean, I've interviewed a couple entrepreneurs, Clovis Prince, Prince and Associates, Mike Roberts. He's been interviewed on in Black Enterprise magazine. But those are people that I aspire. Politicians, you know, they're in politics. You know, and if you are a business owner, successful business owner, maybe a military guy, and maybe you became a governor of a state, then yeah, maybe I would aspire because you're doing the politics and you've been successful in business also. So I look at my community and people raised me. That's my inspiration first and foremost, and the business owners are second.
I like that. I like that. I tell you, one of the things I also want to do is, and we have about 9 minutes to go, but I want you to provide, and so we can go back to that question you were going to, the statement you were going to make earlier. If you can provide a few final thoughts about your business, your programs, and future business ventures that may be on the horizon, so that our listeners can learn more about you. And the people in the chat room are very active. I tell you, they're really,
really?
Asking some great questions.
Thank you.
And they're going to be looking for invitations, so people get ready because you got to pass the test tonight too, Kenneth.
I'm from Detroit, but I really want to share with everybody that's listening that you've got to embrace this technology, and you have two choices on the internet as a business owner. You say, "Hey, Ken, yeah, I'm a business person. I'm not internet stuff. You know, I'm not internet savvy. Embrace that technology." But I would say that it's so very, very important that you embrace this technology. And I ask you, people say, "I got a website." No. You need to have not just a website, but you need a web presence. And if you really want to know if you have a web presence or not, Google your name.
Right.
You're in trouble if you Google your, say, like Kenneth Brown. You Google Kenneth Brown and a whole bunch of, but if you Google Kenneth Darryl Brown, you get more results. But Google your name and find out, are you on the first page above the fold? And you say, "Well, I Google my name, but no, my stuff is not on there." Well, there's a problem. You need to figure out how to do that, and we can certainly help you with podcasts and blogs and wikis and all kinds of stuff. That's called search engine optimization.
Absolutely.
So the first thing you want to do is Google your name, or put your name in Yahoo or any search engine. See what kind of results you get. The second thing is to put your company in those in Google. Do a search and see what kind of results you get. Do you get anything? Again, if you don't get any results, you're in trouble. And then the last thing, figure out what your keywords and phrases that define you and your business. Put those keywords and phrases in Google or Yahoo in the search engine, and what results do you get? If you don't come up on the first page, when I say you, either you or your company, don't come up on the first page above the fold, you have to scroll down above the fold. If you're not on there and your competitors are, guess who's going to get the business?
Your competitors.
It ain't you.
That's right.
It's not you. So embrace technology. It's so critical to embrace technology because you don't want to be – I wrote this article about the next Google. You know, at one point, everybody got their ice. How? They used to cut ice through the through the lake.
That's right.
You know? Everything was all fine. You know, the lake cutters, whatever, was cutting the box of ice, and everything was fine until something happened. Manufacturing happened, and we start producing ice in the manufacturing environment.
Exactly.
That put the business owners out. That put the lake thing, the lake people out.
Exactly.
And
I think we have a caller on the line now.
Okay.
Coach K, are you with us? Hey, do you have a question for Kenneth?
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. My thing actually got disconnected. You know, wireless connection. But you know what? How you doing, Kenneth?
I'm doing fine.
You know what? I'm listening to you speak here. You're a man of great wisdom.
Thank you.
The information you're giving us today. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I mean, I've been in sales 17 years. I've studied from some of the best, from Ziegler all the way down, and I see you're ranking up. You know,
thank you very much. I should put that in a testimonial. I'll put it on my website, which is another way to convert people. You need to have some testimonials.
I mean, you know, I've spoken with a lot of great people, you know, in sales, and it helped me become a salesman of the year like 3 times in my lifetime. And
wow, congratulations on that.
Thank you. And I've taken over teams and doubled their income just like that, just from studying from the best.
Well, you should be in this chair. Have you introduced Coach K? Has he been interviewed on your show?
Oh, I'm going to have him on there.
Okay,
yeah, we've been networking. I'll have him on.
All right, Coach K.
I'm going to have everybody on.
Yeah, well,
yep, I'm working on some big fish now, and Coach K is in there. Hey, Kenneth, remember when I first introduced myself to you and I told you I want you to come on?
Mm-hmm.
It's for the very reason and the results of what happened tonight.
Oh, okay.
Because you rocked the house.
Did I? Well, thank you. I'm just being myself, man. This is my passion, what I love to do. Man, we need to build our own businesses. We need to have our own. We need to embrace entrepreneurship. So much for this celebrity culture that we have. The real heroes in our neighborhoods, you know, making and creating new businesses and providing entrepreneurship and internship opportunities for our young people. You know, we don't have to wait for somebody to hire us. We make our own business.
Exactly. I love that idea. And that talks directly to what happened with me as a child. My parents had a small grocery store, and I learned those same principles you did. And it's called the human factor, working with people.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Go get yours.
Mm-hmm. Go get yours, exactly. So we have about 3 minutes to go here, and I definitely thank Coach K for his questions and all the people on the chat line, D Times that's out there. We have some other guests. And, I mean, really a super interview. And Kenneth, I'm just blown away by everything that you had to cover today. And if I pass this test tonight, and hopefully I get another invitation for next Tuesday morning at 8 a.m.
I don't know. I'm going to have to listen to this call, this interview, and see how it went.
Oh, you're going to see. it was very good.
Yeah, of course, you can come on. And I'll send you the quiz and see if you pass it, then we'll talk about it.
I'm kidding with you. Well, I know one thing, Kenneth, as I stated before, I have looked at your site. I've seen you in traffic there with Twitter, and mm-hmm. I've seen you on the speaker site, of course, and looking at your site and everything that you're doing. And, I mean, it's tremendous. And it's really something that I think a lot of people probably are not aware of you. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on the show this evening, because more people need to learn more about you and what you do, because you can add a lot of tremendous value to people's businesses. I mean, even just looking at those quizzes and surveys that you have is enough to really jumpstart a lot of people just starting out as entrepreneurs and then enhance what the veterans business people are doing, so you can kind of get freshened up in terms of what they're doing. So, yes, thank you very much.
And I appreciate the opportunity, because it's nice to kind of stick my head up and share. I love doing this. I love talking and sharing my stuff with Paul. So thank you so very much for the opportunity to share my knowledge. But I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Well, I appreciate it. We're definitely going to do it again. I want to bring you back next time. And I want you to talk a little bit more in terms of about this economy. So we're going to do that for a future show. And we'll look at it down the road. Right, let's do it on the 100th day of the presidency. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because I think that would be a really good time to kind of assess some things.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to set that up.
All right.
Well, I'll
put together a quiz for that.
I know that's right. Well, I tell you, again, for all the listeners out there, the people on the web chat and people that have called in, like Coach K, our good friend, I want to, again, before we depart, we have 50 seconds to go, to thank Kenneth Darrell Brown, the Business Whiz guru, business coach, online networking expert extraordinaire, for being on this call tonight with the Wealthy Speaker Show. And we're going to have him on here again. And thank you for your leadership, Kenneth. And thank you also for serving our country as well.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. And if you want that free offer, free consultation, give me a call at 404-957-9193. And my website is bettersalesandprofitsnow.com.
Okay. That sounds great. And you have a great evening, Mr. Brown, and I'll be in touch with you very soon.
All right. Again, thank you, everybody. Go make that sale.
Yes, make that sale. Coach K, I'll see you later as well. You both have a great evening. All right. Take care and good night. Okay, everybody, that was another great interview with Kenneth Darrell Brown. He has, I mean, he's a tremendous businessman, and really looking forward to interviewing him again. Have a great night. Goodbye.